This is John Zach Tansky welcoming you to the Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper Podcast.
Hi, this is Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper West Branch Regional Director Andrew Bechtel. Today, I'm chatting with Mike Tulin, the Musser Gap Conservation Director with Shavers Creek Environmental Center. Mike, thanks for being here. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came into this role at Shavers Creek?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew. Yeah, so I've always enjoyed spending time outside, but never really even considered it as a, you know, sort of a career option growing up. So I tried a few different majors in college before I landed on environmental science, which once I found it definitely felt like the right place. So I graduated from Kutztown University of Pennsylvania in 2018 with a degree in environmental science with a focus on biology. And then from there, I got a job working at the Penn State Arboretum, managing natural areas projects, primarily focused on invasive species management, but I got to do a lot of really fun things like, trail restoration work, managing volunteers, working with local conservation partners. And that really sort of spurred my interest in, you know, landscape management, natural areas management, project management, stuff like that. So to kind of take it to the next level, I entered a master's program at Penn State in the Forest Resources program through the College of Ag, studying prescribed fire as a vegetation management tool on kind of larger scales. And then in early 2023, I was hired to work for Shavers Creek Environmental Center, which is Penn State Environmental Center, open to the public, primarily focused on, you know, environmental education. And we started working on the Musser Gap Greenway project. I was the first, you know, person hired to sort of get this project off the ground.
Great. And what is the Musser Gap Greenway project?
Yeah, so it's a 355-acre property that's been owned by Penn State, I think, since like the early 90s. It's comprised of about 100 acres of woodlands that are really tucked quite nicely into Rothrock State Forest in Centre County, Pennsylvania. And the remaining 250 acres is more or less all being cultivated in traditional agriculture. And that all that agricultural land is leased to a local farmer who we've had a relationship with since pretty much the beginning. We also have about a tenth of a mile of Slab Cabin Run, which is a local stream that originates in the next town over from the Musser Gap Greenway. And this is sort of like a high focus stream in the area for some of our conservation partners. It's a tributary of Spring Creek, which, you know, ultimately takes it to the Chesapeake Bay via the Susquehanna. More broadly, the site is open to the public for, you know, passive recreation, sort of walking around, riding your bike. And then it's used by faculty and staff and local groups for research and education.
So what are some of the goals of the Musser Gap Greenway project? And more specifically, how do those goals help protect water quality, as you said, for Slab Cabin Run and for Spring Creek and for the Susquehanna River?
Yeah, so the project is a pretty new project, and a lot of experts were brought in to sort of determine what the goal should be. And based on all this research and expert input, they settled on a few specific goals, primarily to steward the site's natural resources, but also to educate, make sure that it's an educational space related to ecology and hydrology through things like interpretation, curricular integration, academic research. But we also want to showcase this really beautiful natural aesthetic, even pastoral aesthetic, that people really value in this area. And that means managing for those passive recreational activities like walking trails. And above all that, sort of overarching, is we want to make sure that it's safe and accessible so that people can come and enjoy all of these resources. Specifically related to water quality, this site is a really important spot for sort of groundwater collection and infiltration, and it all sort of makes its way through underground, like a system of underground caverns, but also slab cavern run to these well fields downstream that the town of State College, where Penn State University's University Park campus is located, is where they get quite a lot of their drinking water. So one of the biggest priorities for this site is managing for water quality for people, but also, you know, there are always multiple benefits when it comes to restoration and protection, in that it will also benefit, especially if we do it the way we want, the ecology of the area. So we have a number of habitat restoration projects in progress, and then, you know, plans for many more, including a riparian buffer that we've managed for quite some time with local conservation partners like Clearwater Conservancy. We're looking to restore some older, less fertile agricultural land into some grassland habitat. We're also thinking of ways that we can convert some of the traditional agriculture to more regenerative agriculture so that we can reduce some of the ecological impacts of those activities on the site. And then even further, we use these sort of projects and hope that others use these projects as sort of demonstration areas and as examples and educational resources, so that visitors and educators that come here can sort of show people what these practices look like in person and maybe how they could implement them on their own properties.
That's great. And how does this project help foster relationships between the different stakeholders, such as the private landowners, the outdoor recreationists that use the trails, and the municipalities, the borough of State College?
Yeah, the relationship part of the project is honestly something that I didn't really think all that much about before I came on, but it turns out to maybe be the biggest aspect of the project. As I mentioned before, we manage the site with all sorts of goals in mind, looking at agriculture, recreation, education, ecological restoration. And because of this diversity of goals, it almost seems like some of these relationships spring up almost spontaneously just because of the sheer number of stakeholders involved. So I'll have meetings with project partners or our neighbors at DCNR or Center Region Parks and Rec. And we'll find out that we're also working with the local land conservancy, or, you know, working on through the same grant programs. So it's been really great to see how interconnected things already were, but also learning to do the real work that comes in just trying to be the best partner we can to all these different stakeholders, whether that means making sure we're doing our due diligence when it comes to things like local ordinances, sharing and reciprocating, you know, resources with our neighbors and our partners when and where we can. And then most of all, really, is just keeping the right people aware of the activities taking place on site, right? Like private landowners in the area, making sure they know if we're going to be making some noise, right? Whether we're doing trail restoration or implementing some future project that might require some machinery, things like that. We just want to make sure that we're a resource for the community, not a nuisance, I guess.
And how can the public get involved in the work that you're doing at Muster Gap?
Yeah, that's a great question. We currently do some work with volunteers on projects already in place, like I mentioned, that riparian buffer. But because I'm currently the only one working on this project, our capacity for volunteer management is kind of low. So we accept volunteer groups, and we seek out some small groups from time to time when it works for us and when we need, you know, a few more hands really where I'm working now is trying to expand that program, make it as efficient as possible so that we can start hosting regular groups, really getting the people that are interested, and we get a lot of interest out there and contributing to this project, because I find that people really, you know, enjoy having a hand in the process, especially when it comes to something like, you know, planting a tree. They come out and they plant the tree, and then when they come back to visit, they can come check in on their tree. And, you know, if that tree makes it, then they come back 20 years from now. Maybe they remember that, you know, pin oak was one that they put in the ground. And that really forges a connection for them. But it doesn't have to be tree planting. It can be all sorts of things, trail maintenance, citizen science, things like that. But in the meantime, we do encourage the public to come check it out. It's located along Route 45, Shingletown Road in Center County, at the Musser Gap Trailhead parking area. And we have this really great connection. Our Greenway Trail is the primary trail that runs through the property. It connects Rothrock State Forest to Downtown State College. You don't need to walk or bike on any of the busy sort of state routes. You can catch a bus right to the top of the trail, walk to State Forest, ride your bike or walk on State College's bikeway and sidewalk system. So we really just want people to come out and enjoy the space and enjoy the spaces that our partners provide on either side of us.
So you've already really mentioned it a little bit, but could you just describe the future of the Musser Gap Greenway project?
Sure, yeah. Most immediately, one of the first big projects I got to work on when I was hired was applying for some grant dollars through Pennsylvania's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, DCNR. They have this really great granting program called the Community Conservation Partnership Program. And we applied for some funds from them to sort of rehabilitate part of our primary trail, the Musser Gap Greenway Trail, that had been suffering from erosion issues. It also sees some farm equipment. So we were awarded money, and we're currently in the process of getting that trail rehabilitated so that it's as safe and accessible as we can possibly make it. Aside from that, we're going to continue to implement and monitor these conservation projects, these agricultural projects, and just continuing to work on creating new partnerships and strengthening the ones we already have. And we've got a lot of really fun ideas that we hope to share with the public in the near future, but we're just going to have to be patient and take our time. Sometimes I think that's the hardest part.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to. So is there anything else interesting you'd like to share about yourself or the project?
Nothing in particular. I just think, you know, if you're already in the area, you're going to stop by the Musser Gap Greenway and check it out. Take a little time, check out the Musser Gap Trail that leads you into Rothrock State Forest. There will soon be a new regional park open at the north end of our property called the Whitehall Road Regional Park. You can always check that out. There's this small family farm right on the corner called Wasson Farm. They're great partners and neighbors to us. And they, if you're there at the right time of the season, usually late spring into early fall, you can get some really delicious farm fresh ice cream. And then be sure to come check out Shavers Creek Environmental Center. We're about, you know, a 16-minute drive from the Musser Gap Greenway, about 20 minutes from Penn State's University Park campus. And we also have loads of opportunity for environmental education and recreation. And even if you just want to come listen to some birds or have a picnic, it's a great place to be.
Great. Well, Mike, thank you for taking your time today and coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. This is great.